Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. While she wasn't initially interested in economics, Janet Yellen has become a renowned expert in the field and also the first woman to become chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Yellen attended Pembroke College, part of Brown University. She had initially thought to pursue philosophy, but her economics courses captured her attention. In 1997, she gave an interview saying that her professors taught her that economics was a subject where a systematic way of thinking about the world translated into policy prescriptions with real social impact. She completed her degree in 1967. During her doctoral studies at Yale University, she was also the only woman in her 1971 graduating class of 24 students. Yellen then began as an assistant professor at Harvard. After being passed over for tenure in 1977, she took a job with the Federal Reserve, where she met George Akerlof in the cafeteria. The two were married within a year, and they wrote many papers together, focusing partially on poverty and policy issues. In the 1990s, Yellen served in several government positions, including as a member of the Federal Reserve System's Board of Governors and chair of Clinton's Council of Economic Advisors. She was the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco from 2004 until 2010, where she was one of the first officials to warn of the housing bubble. And though she initially believed the problem could be self-correcting, in 2007 she said it had begun to threaten the nation's economy. In 2008, she was the first Fed official to state that the U.S. was in a recession. In 2010, she was appointed as vice chair of the Fed, and in 2014, she became the first woman to lead America's central bank. Yellen has said she favors risk management in the current uncertain environment. Time magazine called it a kitchen table approach to economics, and Yellen said that the Fed is focused on Main Street when she started the second half of her term, which ended in January 2018. For 2 years, she was part of a think tank, but came back to public service in 2021 when she was appointed as the 78th United States Secretary of the Treasury, with her again being the first woman to fill that role. In fact, it also made her the first person in American history to lead the three most powerful economic bodies in the nation's federal government. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.